I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nigeria's Boko Haram militants crossed over into Cameroon last week, carrying out two huge assaults. World Mission's Greg Kelly tells us 25 people died in those attacks, including a church pastor.
Northern Cameroon, where Boko Haram is also very active, one of the pastors that we've worked with was just kidnapped, and unfortunately, he was killed.
Pastor Jean Kastviri of the Lutheran Brethren Church was known as a courageous gospel worker. Even though it's dangerous, believers are undaunted. Kelly says they expect persecution, especially now. Pray, give, or go. What's your next step? Next, it's hard to imagine living as a refugee. Then the country hosting you starts talking about sending you back to the place that threatened your life in the first place. Well, that's exactly what's happening to the Karen people in Thailand. Steve Gumer of Partners Relief and Development says the perceived reforms made by the government in Burma is putting pressure on Thailand to send the refugees back. Partners runs children's homes for unaccompanied and orphaned children. Pray
that they won't be sent back until they're able to go back to a place where they can reestablish life as it once was.
Pray Partners will be able to lead many to Jesus as they assist. There's more at our website. And the Jesus Film Project says new studies show that the Jesus film is one of the most effective ministry tools of all time. In fact, they say every 8 seconds somebody decides to follow Christ as a result of watching the film. That means 10,000 new believers every day, 4 million every year. The reason for the astonishing impact? Language. More than 1,200 language groups can hear Jesus speak in their own tongue. Mission Network News, it's a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, when you support MNN with your best gift, I want to send you the book Reach Beyond. It's new by Wayne Peterson. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Reach Beyond link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.